Welcome to a special episode of the Sean Morgan Report with Stacey Morris. She's my mentor on essential oils and young living products. And we're discussing ancient oils from the scriptures. So this is cool because it's Easter time and we're revisiting, hopefully, the Bible. And so I actually purchased this set, and it is amazing when you smell some of these oils. It kind of takes you to another time and place. It takes you to the Holy Land. It takes you to thousands of years ago. And it's interesting to learn about these different, not very well known, not something you would find in a typical essential oil section of a store in the US. So Stacey, take it away. Teach us about these ancient scriptural oils.
Well, you know, there's a reason that there was a founding for the United States and they were looking for the passage to the West. It was not just for spices. And we think of, you know, we think of the spice trade and we think of the reason why they came here to North America was because of spices. But really, God gave us the plants, trees for medicine and, you know, and food. And there was a healing, and God was really amazing in that he really locally put trees and shrubs that did similar things all throughout the world. So we know most famously frankincense and myrrh was brought to the Christ child. And there was a specific reason why the three wise men brought that specifically to Mother Mary, and was because it had so many wonderful properties, especially for childbirth, for healing, for anointing the Christ child. And there was all sorts of molecular chemical properties. So we talk about week after week about how essential oils are absolutely amazing, but really what they are is they're, you know, they smell wonderful, but they're really a chemical constituent and a molecule that works within our body and works dynamically the way that God had intended us. It is a God molecule. So it goes into our body, and our body seamlessly utilizes it, brings our body back to homeostasis, each cell back to homeostasis. They're adaptogenic, so they go wherever they need to go, which is absolutely amazing. I mean, it's definitely something that's very impactful in the body. And people have been using these for thousands of years. And Egyptians were really well known for utilizing them 4500 BC. So we're going to talk about some of the oils that are specific to scripture, that are specific to the Bible. And this specific kit that you can find information down below is specific to, you know, it's beautifully done. There is a wonderful book by the physicist Dr. David Stewart that talks about the quantum level of these the molecules that are in these specific oils.
Sorry, just real quick, Stacey, I just wanted to comment that it was frankincense, myrrh, and gold. Gold, the most precious of the metals, the most valuable thing on earth, that God specified could be used as money, as something of value. And so very interesting that to honor the Christ child, they brought these three items, and two of them are plant medicines. And frankincense, my personal favorite, you know, I'll put it on the back of my neck before I go to sleep, and then I'll have, you know, very vivid dreams. Some might say encouraging, you know, like prophetic type of dreaming, but very detoxifying. And what an amazing smell, also kind of like a masculine cologne.
Yeah. Just frankincense, I've got my little book here that we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to talk about scripture. But there was a reason also why they brought frankincense and myrrh together, because they work synergistically and they actually work together to magnify the benefit in the body. Like you said, frankincense is just, there's a wonderful, I mean, most people know it as the incense that the Catholics use in the monitors, where you go in and they're purifying the sanctuary with frankincense. We have frankincense resin and burners that you can purchase, but We'll just go a little bit into what frankincense is Matthew 2:11. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Hebrew root for frankincense, lavona, is used in the Bible 22 times, making it one of the most recognized materials in Scripture. Most famously, it was the gift for the Christ child. It's a resin from the frankincense trees, and it's something that is continuously given. It's not something where they have to harm the frankincense tree. It's scored, and it's the sap, and it turns it. They leave it to dry, and then they bury it in the sand, and it ends up being a resin. And we actually distill from the resin itself. And there's different variations of frankincense and different qualities. And so with Young Living actually has a contract where we have a co-op farm that does frankincense. And we're the only company that has what's called sacred frankincense out of Oman. And there's a patch of specified royal trees that we get the sacred frankincense from. One of the consecrated incenses that was described in the Bible as being used for offerings and ceremonies. It is also a symbol of holiness and righteousness, and the gift of frankincense to the Christ child was symbolic of his willingness to become a sacrifice, wholly giving himself. It's analogous to the burnt offering, like sacrifices and ceremonies in the temple. And it's also symbolic in his deity. And so what we now use frankincense for is we use it for spiritual centeredness. We use it for connectedness, for praying. I just, I'll anoint myself. I'll just drop a few drops on my head, and I'll use that for my morning, my morning regimen, where I grab my Bible and I spend some time with the Lord. It's a wonderful ability to just kind of get centered, and it's a much clearer message. So frankincense is absolutely amazing. We also talk about myrrh, and we talk about, we just had Purim.
Real quick, Stacy, yep. do you want to show us anything on the screen, or should we go back to you and me?
Yeah, no, actually we'll just go ahead and, cause we have all of these. So we just talked about frankincense. Here's myrrh. And then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. Mark 15:23. On Matthew 2:21, on coming to the house. So we went over that piece of scripture again that talked about the frankincense and myrrh. And we know that Esther bathed in myrrh as she was preparing. I think it was 6 months that she bathed in myrrh. Myrrh is an absolutely wonderful clearing oil. It is also a sap and a resin that we distill from. And myrrh is one of those that it's very cleansing. And they used it. It was part of Moses's holy anointing oil. And also when you hear and you read the word ointment, it is most recognized to be referred as myrrh. Okay. And so it was part of Moses's holy anointing oil. It was an incense that was given in the holy temple. It was particularly used for the mouth and gums, and it was given to baby Jesus. It was also a foreshadowing to his death in ancient times, symbolized bitterness, suffering, and affliction. It was also employed in embalming and religious ceremonies, and Jesus was buried with myrrh.
I want to get your opinion on something. I know that we're not biblical experts, but sure. Why do you think in the sacred Jewish rituals they did anointing with oil? That even many churches throughout the world today anoint with oil. What is it about the constituents of the oil, in your opinion, that we do it with that? Why not use cornstarch? You know, like, what is it about oil that's special? And I'll just say for myself, having used frankincense, it's almost like a psychoactive. I can see why different cultures around the world used psychoactive plant medicine to give you knowledge and insight and understanding and connect you with the spirit world. Frankincense is like less than 1% of that. But it's, so it's nice because it's not like an illegal drug. It's not like you're going out of your mind, but right. it does connect you through the dream, myself through the dreams, to that type of higher consciousness. So what's your opinion on these oils?
Well, I think anointing, I think it's, you know, again, it works within the body. It helps with the cleansing of just making sure that we kind of get everything off that we, that we're interacting with through the day. But it, again, it works, you know, it's again, God's molecules. So it works on us and through us. And it, again, cleanses and also is protecting. There's certain things that I can and can't say,
But I get what you're saying. It's like mind, body, spirit. You can't separate right. them, right? If you're cleansing correct. Your body, it has right. an impact.
And you're also, mind and spirit. Yeah. And you're also elevating your frequency. So everything has frequency and essential oils have frequency. And like yesterday, it was just a day. You know, I was actually talking to my friends. I'm like, do you feel apathetic? Do you feel frustrated? Are you feeling upset or very short fused? And everybody I was talking to, of course, you know, I wasn't saying that because, you know, you didn't want, you know, I wanted them to give me their opinion of what, how their day was going. And everybody came back with, oh my gosh, I'm so, you know, frustrated. And, you know, immediately I grabbed my oil. I immediately grabbed frankincense. I immediately grabbed myrrh. I grabbed the higher frequency oils and I just put them on my head. And it is an emotional experience where, you know, if you're feeling frustrated or upset, you can use an oil to help raise your frequency. And we know that when we're in higher frequency, you know, we're happy, we're joyful. We, you know, we get aligned to our purpose. And so it's just, it's a much better way of just being able to, again, bring our body back to homeostasis and how God has made us. So.
Beautiful.
I hope that explains it's an experience.
It's hard to describe in words what the experience that you have with some of these oils that are plants or fragrances, because it's not just a physical olfactory experience. It's an emotional experience. It's a mental experience. And if you're combining it with your Bible study, I can imagine that it's like you said, the high frequency, a lot of these religious, a lot of these spiritual traditions around the world will try to use something of a strong fragrance. And so that you're linking your meditative state, your prayer state,
you're tying it to your limbic system.
All you have to do is smell it and it takes you back to that meditative state.
Right. It ties it into your limbic system, your olfactory system. You're smelling it. That's why, you know, you can walk into a room and all of a sudden you're brought back to your grandma's kitchen, you know, 30 years ago. And it's one of those things that gets into our olfactory system. It gets into our limbic system and it stays there. You know, it doesn't go anywhere. And that's part of who we are and our history and it's there. And so that's, again, when you're specifically praying for something, and if you I'll use my oil, I'll just do this and just inhale it. And I can tie it to, you know, goals that I'm setting. I can tie it to, scripture that I'm quoting. I can tie it to just having quiet time with the Lord, all of those things. And it helps make that connection. It also helps with, decalcifying the pineal gland. We know that the pineal gland is, we're learning as we're going through our red pill moments.
They call it the seat of the soul, right? This is like, if you could point out any body part in your entire body that has that connection to higher consciousness, that would be it. So that makes sense to me.
Our third eye.
What I might have been experiencing when I was using frankincense, like one drop on my neck right before I went to sleep for a period of time, because I had Lyme's disease. I was trying to detoxify myself and battle that. But I think partly what I could have been experiencing was that pineal gland connection there.
Yeah. For sure. And we actually have, I mean, myrrh and frankincense are two of the best for skincare. And so I have a friend who actually had some challenges with on her face. And so I gave her a sample and she used it in her regimen. She started using it. She started her face was her tone of her face was evening out. And she was like, you know what? And my husband even noticed that I was in a better mood, you know, and that I wasn't feeling so down at times. You know, I was able to just feel more connected. Again, you're more connected to God. And so that's what these oils do. And so
with one more thing, Stacey, because it is so hard to describe, because we're in the digital world right now. We're in a podcasting and Rumble and video and stuff, and people can only see us and hear us. So there's this whole dimension of the olfactory of that is missing, right? You're lacking a whole, and that when you're not incorporating these fragrances into your life, you're like missing out on a whole dimension of reality. And we've been so separated from nature, right? We stay in our houses. Very few of us have a lot of plants in the house. And so, but if we were out in nature every day doing what people used to do when we were more tribal, then people would be smelling these different plants on a daily basis. They'd be working with these plant medicines on a daily basis. And so when we just start maybe infusing some oils in some of the rooms in our house, it's bringing a new dimension of reality into our lives.
Well, think about when you go to the mountains. And you go out and you smell and you just have that connection. You feel it on a goosebump level. You feel on it. I mean, and I'm just recalling this going, oh my gosh, well, there is a molecule that the trees are putting off and it's called L-theanine. And L-theanine in our body, you can Google it. You can Google all of these molecules we talk about, L-theanine, D-limonene, all of these different types of, molecules that are in these essential oils. And we can do a whole essential oil chemistry class or session. I mean, these are God's given molecules. And the really interesting thing that an essential oil does is it's very rounded. So it's not just going to do one thing. My friend, again, like I was telling you, not only did her skin look amazing, her emotional level went up as well. So they're very well-rounded, and it's not just, companies will take one type of thing and yes, it'll do this, but it'll give you all of these 20 different side effects wherein they're not using the whole molecule, right? So again, and anything that's made in a lab is not going to be seen in our body. Clearly, it's gonna be filtered out through our systems and put pressure on our liver and our kidneys, and so that's a harsher option. And with essential oils, Young Living essential oils, the purity, because not all essential oils are the same. We talked about before, company makes a difference. And, the purest distillation is going to work in your body. The action is going to work in your body. And it's the clearest.
I wanted to comment on that because, you might go to Walmart. Hopefully you don't go to Walmart and buy essential oils. But if you get some of that fake lavender stuff that they sell at those types of stores, or any essential oil, but just an example, lavender is the most popular, and you smell that and you put it on your skin, you're not getting the full dimensional experience that I was describing. It's like when you have like some kind of GMO tomato from a corporate store compared to an heirloom that grandma grew in the organic compost, just two completely different experiences.
Yeah.
So that's why people really need to just try and compare. Because if you try Young Living, you're just going to know immediately by the color, by the consistency, and by the smell, and by the experience that it's just a whole other level.
Yeah.
And other comment I wanted to make is that since we're doing this about Easter, which is about Christ's resurrection, and we're both believers and everything, this is not to say that you need essential oils to be saved or anything like that.
Sure, no.
That would be ridiculous. But this is just another, God made nature, right? And we are bringing nature and plant medicine into our lives with these essential oils and things. So
And it really is
something we can't ignore. We can't ignore all these plants and just separate them from our lives and say, it's okay, we don't need them. I think we do need them, whether it's essential oils or herbs or eating things or whatever it might
getting
be.
Out bring and getting nature out into your the life. Sun. Yeah. Using, I mean, just, you know, there is so much, it's very much of a red pill moment, you know, that we have these discussions. I mean, because this is part of my red pill moment 8.5 years ago. Personally, again, I'm not a doctor. This isn't approved by any agency or anything like this, but my family hasn't needed antibiotics in 8.5 years. And I had kids, they haven't needed them because we've taken a different stance. And so there's something to be said about that. That's a very strong statement. And it's a testament to, again, living this. It's, you know, it's more of a terrain theory versus a germ theory. You know, it's a different way of, it's a way of looking at it that was,
Can you give us the elevator summary of terrain theory versus germ theory?
So terrain theory is keeping, if you look at it, we have a great picture, a great meme of a goldfish in a little, glass jar. And, if the terrain theory is keeping that environment clean. Okay. Versus the dirty, fish, the poor goldfish that's stuck in dirty water. When our body is not attacked with chemicals, because we're not, again, our last session, which we were talking about a toxin-free home, when we're not bombarded with all of these types of things, because we're not putting more load on our body. But then also our body is, we're using essential oils, we're eating good, clean food, we're drinking good, clean water. Our body is able to do what it's supposed to do. You know, it doesn't have anything that we've done this with inside. And, our body's able to handle anything that comes with it. That's our innate natural immunity. Okay. Germ theory is if I touch something, I'm going to get sick.
Right? It is a red pill moment for us to realize that the medical establishment and everything is based on one way of looking at things, which is very adversarial and everything, and benefits big pharma. And then there's the terrain theory that you're describing, which encourages us to eat well and eat clean and drink natural water and all of that. So
there's definitely a place for allopathic medicine. Meaning that,
if you break your arm, it's a nice place to get it fixed.
Surgery, accident, all of those things. Fabulous. Wonderful. So I just don't want people to get the wrong impression. This is something that works along with, those wonderful doctors
that's how healers. I think about essential oils. It augments everything. It complements everything. Not just medicine. But a lot of
and you find things. That when your terrain is better, you don't find things that are coming up that are like that you may have been dealing with in the past. So I hope that we have a ton of oils that are in this in the scripture, cypress, cedarwood, there's a hyssop. We can go and there's all of these wonderful stories. I was talking to you a little bit earlier. I have a class that I'm going to go over all of these wonderful oils, and I'll send you the link so that if anybody wants a little bit more of a deep dive on this kit and how essential oils are described in the Bible, then you certainly can watch
it's,
this kind of.
It's really, if you buy this kit like I did, it's basically like a Bible experience. It's like visiting the Holy Land. So very cool that we can time this episode to be around Easter time, because if people order the kit, they can dive into the scriptures, they can learn more, and they can experience that new dimensional experience that I was describing of going to another time and another place. It's indescribable.
Just like our new world, it's like our new earth of all of the things that we're learning and all of the opening, the beautiful horizon that we are going on, that we're just converting over. So this is just a wonderful way to have God kind of walk us through this new world that we're finding ourselves in after, as we're marching through and we see the light at the end of the tunnel. And this is just a great addition. I seriously don't know how people go through everything that they're going through without these oils, because I am oiling up all the time, and it's helping me, get through, the challenges. So
mental, emotional stability, peace and calming. And if you guys have any questions for Stacy, she does answer, you know, for free. So you might as well take advantage of it. Her contact is down below, and all the links, if you want to get this kit, are down below. And God bless all of you, and we'll have a happy Easter, and we'll see you soon for the next installment.